Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Cantarucci is here, too. Jim is a 13-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top management experts in our Brain Trust. He writes the New Leadership Normal blog. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, which is one of my favorite books in my library. He's been hanging out with us and being wise around here for us for a long time. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. I'm glad to be here, as always.
It's good to have you back. So, Jim, when I was telling the audience you were coming to talk about how to work with folks and with teams and making sure that we get the most out of them and they the most out of us, I was pulling it off, wrapping it around this scenario we've got in the marketplace right now, in the workplace, where if you have a really good employee, if not today, tomorrow, somebody's going to have them on their radar screen, and they're going to try to poach them from you because there are too many good person jobs and not enough good persons to go in those jobs. And if you've got a good one, if you've got a key employee, they are a hot commodity, and if you're not loving up your people, your good people, and letting them know that they're important to you, they're at risk. What do you think?
Well, that's a given. There's no doubt about it. Good people are going to go to the best opportunities. And here's the key for me, though. Let's add to what you just said. I want the best opportunity to be under my roof.
Right.
And I want that person to perform at their best under my roof. So even if they stay, if they're not performing at their best, what good is it?
Oh, no.
So that's
exactly
the key to me. Right. How can we do the best possible for our growth here? And you're right. If I can't provide that, they're going to go someplace else and get that.
And part of your message isn't that we need to help them step up their game. Maybe you and I mm-hmm. need to step up our game, right?
You got it. Whenever there's a conflict like this, I say it's your fault and it's your fault. It's everybody's
it's
fault.
Just,
it's not fair.
Just like in marriage, right, Jim? It's yes, ma'am.
I
was wrong. Go ahead, Jim.
You got it. Yeah, Jim. I think that we really need to have a not literally but figuratively a little cheat sheet, or I think of it as a cue card I keep in my shirt pocket with some things that I want to remember. Now, I laughingly think of that because I can't imagine a leader pulling out a little cue card for what to do, but I like to have a couple of things in my mind, and I have six items on this cue card. They sound simple, but I see leaders not do these things every single day.
Right.
And they're the things that drive people away or get them in that mode of shutting off so that they're not performing at their best.
All right.
And that's what I'd like to talk about this morning.
Okay, what's the first one?
A couple of these items. The first one is suspending judgment and blame. This isn't a test. And I see so many leaders walking around the building and putting people into a test situation mm-hmm. where they have to perform and I'm evaluating them. I'm standing there with my clipboard,
wow.
and their job is on the line based on their performance. And that doesn't bring out the best in people necessarily. Now, we know that there's the competitor sales type person, right, that we picture that likes the competition and wants to be tested, but that's not everybody. And even if that's our personality as a leader, that doesn't mean we should project that onto everybody. What we're looking for is actually enhancing performance. Our goal is to win the game, right? And to be the best that we possibly can be and get that best performance, how do we do that? So I say think coach and catalyst, not judge mm-hmm. and executioner.
Well, and
that's
here's,
the mindset that we should have.
Here's the other thing that's fundamental to that point. Your people, if you've got good people, the ones that I'm worried about getting poached from you, they want to be successful in their job. They don't want to be on their own company. They go and do it. They like being an employee. It's what they've decided this is where they should be. But that doesn't mean they don't want to be successful. Sure, they want the company to be successful. But personally, they want to do their job successfully. And whatever
and
you can do
manager,
to help them do that without, as you say, blaming them for something that they might trip up on by leading them instead of driving them, then you're going to be ahead of the game.
Yeah, as your manager, we're teammates trying to get to the same place. I shouldn't be setting traps for you.
Right.
I should be moving the traps out of your way so that
got,
you could
got your
do
management.
Your job well.
Got your management. It doesn't work in the 21st century.
Right, exactly right.
All right, what's next?
I think we need to interact. So much of the interactions that we have is either, me as the leader dropping information on people and telling them what's happening and what's going on, or sitting and listening to a status report. It tends to be, one-way conversation. And I think we need to be thinking more in terms of interactive discussions taking over the majority of our contacts with people, so that if we find ourselves either only talking or only listening, we're not really doing it right. We should be gaining information on both sides with every single interaction so that we're having more conversations, because there are gems and value in those conversations that we're missing as if we're just flying by one-sided on either side.
And so if you walk out to your warehouse person, your warehouse manager, and say, I've been thinking about what you guys do out here. I think we should turn this around and go left instead of right. What do you think? If you say that, you're probably going to get agreement from a lot of people, as opposed to saying, could we have a discussion about ways to improve what you guys are doing out here?
Yeah, right, exactly. What would be the best way to get this done? Here's something I've been worried about. Give me your thoughts.
Or how about this? Have you been thinking about ways that we can make improvements?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that
this
company is holding you back from?
In those interactions, then, you're sharing the way you're thinking, you're sharing the values that are important to you and to the organization. They're learning in that. And then, of course, you're getting information mm-hmm. about the mindset from the floor in that case and picking up some information and perspective that you didn't have. Both parties are learning in that instance.
Hey,
so,
Jim, I got to take a quick break.
JimCantarucci.com,
right?
Yes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.